Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
We're back with another episode, Dynasty Rookie Rankings. Robinson takes command. That's right, folks. We're here to talk about some risers and fallers of the Dynasty Rookie Rankings. And before we even start the show, I got to say this. I mean, if you're not watching the Texans game right now, Damian Pierce, I mean, Madone. I mean, even in redraft, this kid's going to the moon. We're probably going to bring in Paul Blake and ask about that in just a second. Before we do, make sure you're following us across the board at Razzball Fantasy on IG, TikTok, and of course, YouTube. But also make sure you're going to razzball.com to check out all the great articles we have currently dropping by all our writers on the football. We also do basketball, baseball, and hockey. But make sure you're checking out the tools on Razzball, folks. We have ADP price tool. We have team name generators. We have a 5-year points per game chart. We have it all. Everything you need to know before you do your drafts this weekend. But you know what? Enough of this. Let's start the show. All right, Paul Blake, what's going on, man? I hit the wrong show intro, but that's okay, man. You know what? We've had too many clean shows the last few weeks. Had to throw in a curveball here. What's up, man?
Oh, not much, Bobby. Like you said, I'm watching the preseason game, getting excited for football. We actually have games that count coming up kind of in college. We got week zero this weekend. Nebraska traveling to Dublin, Ireland to play against Northwestern, which I'm sure Dublin's like, can you send us some better teams next time? Then we've got, some college games later. You got Vanderbilt versus Hawaii, which if you're into rainbows and warriors, you got them both right there in one with Hawaii.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, before we even get into today's Dynasty Risers and Fallers, we want to make sure everyone goes back and checks out the episode we did just a couple days ago. Because we talk about the heavy hitters. We talk about the Isaiah Likely, the Pachecos. We talk about, of course, Damian Pierce. Damian Pierce is number 2 on the rankings right now on Razzball.com for Paul Blake. So that's obviously how much we're into this kid. But today we're going to talk about some other guys we haven't touched on. So if you want to hear some other content about those main guys, go check it out today. We're going to talk about some other guys that's flashed in the preseason and or have really slipped down Paul Blake's ranks. The first guy is kind of a personal request. It's Jerome Ford. He's only up 2 spots, but you have him at 56. This kid has been electric in the preseason. He's got, nearly over 150 yards and 2 touchdowns in the receiving game and also on the ground. He's getting it done. So what is it about Ford that you're just not into?
Well, it's basically just a situation for him. I mean, the guy's sitting at 4th on the depth chart right now. I don't know. If anything opens up for him soon, I would hope there may be a trade for Kareem Hunt. Maybe who knows what's going on with Ernest Johnson, but right now they're positioned ahead of him. But I do like Ford for the future. Like you mentioned, it's the receiving game. He's going to make a great complement with Nick Chubb in the future. I think it's just, I don't know if that's going to happen right away. I think that may be a next year thing. And I don't like investing too much on players I won't see anything for a full year from.
Yeah, I think the other thing, too, is that Kareem Hunt role actually up for grabs when Kareem Hunt leaves? Because Hunt's obviously up for a contract. He could be gone as soon as next year. But Ford is someone you could get with your last pick in the 3rd round, 4th round picks in Dynasty. I just don't know, because when Kareem Hunt was out last year, no one took over that Kareem Hunt role. So it sounds like it's more Kareem Hunt specific. But this kid would be a great complement to a guy like Nick Chubb. The question comes, how good is he in pass pro? Does he get the trust of the offense there? Because that's the key. If you can catch passes, that's all great. But if you can't protect the quarterback, you will not be a 3rd down back in the NFL. Let's jump down to one of our fallers. It's Treylon Burks, probably out for the homie. I mean, this guy was like top three consensus dynasty pick to start this August. Now he's tumbled down your ranks eight spots, going right around the back of the first round. So why is Burks falling, but also, which is kind of obvious, but why is he still a first-round pick in your opinion?
Because I still love the talent, man. I loved this guy going into the draft. I had him rated as my second receiver going into the draft. Then he lands at the Titans, and it's like, oh, my gosh, he's going to jump into the A.J. Brown role. Everything's going to be great. Dream come true. This is perfect. He's great after the catch. He's great on the deep ball. All the things A.J. Brown did for the Titans so well. But it just hasn't happened for him, man. Injuries and ineffectiveness. He missed camp practice again today. You know, and it seems like he's in Mike Vrabel's doghouse. I sure hope he gets out, because I still, as a first-round pick, I still got him a first-round pick, still love the talent, but everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. And, you know, I got to acknowledge that and just got to bump him down a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I think the one thing I will tell all the truthers out there, A.J. Brown, by the way, his rookie season did not start off hot. First 4 weeks of the year, he was playing under 50% of snaps. He did not become a full-time player until week 10. So week 10, he was finally getting to that 90% snap shares. Before that, it was like 60%. So it was a slow, gradual thing. I think that you could see something similar with Burks. This could be a buying opportunity on Burks, not necessarily in redraft, but maybe in dynasty. If your draft was like in August, that dynasty owner might be freaking out a little bit. You might be able to get this guy for maybe a cheaper, maybe a future first or second round pick or something. So I'm not completely fading him. It took A.J. Brown time, so I think Treylon Burks should be fine. Let's jump.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
To this guy, Jaylen Warren. Not a lot of people know it's a Pittsburgh Steelers running back. He's up 26 spots. He basically went from undrafted to essentially like inside your top 36. So talk to us about you like the outlook of Warren in the for 2022 and beyond.
Yeah, I really like Warren, undrafted free agent at Oklahoma State. He's in what I would call the pork chop back category. He's 5'8", stocky, makes a lot of people miss. I think the big number that went out this weekend on Twitter was 89% avoided tackle rate in the preseason, which doubles all the other rookie running backs. This guy's difficult to bring down. He's difficult to square up. I think he's going to be RB2 behind Najee Harris for the Pittsburgh Steelers, which puts him in a pretty good position because, you know, Najee, I mean, love the guy, but he takes a beating. You know, I mean, they throw it to him. They run it with him. They run between the tackles with him. They lean into this cat. If he has to miss a few weeks, who knows, maybe Warren steps in and really, you know, proves himself. You know, I like this little stocky 5'8" dude who can really make people miss.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, it looks like it's hard to, because Anthony McFarland, by the way, is Matt Canada's boy. They actually coached him in Maryland. So there's something there maybe for a backup running back role. Benny Snell continues to just kind of hang around, doesn't always seems a little nicked up. But Jaylen Warren's getting a lot of looks, and he's getting a lot of looks. He's getting some looks with the first team in some cases, too. So there's something there, as especially if you're in a dynasty league with Najee Harris. This is not a bad flyer to take in the fourth round just to see, just to make sure you get that backfield sewn up. Absolutely. Let's jump down to another faller. It's Garrett Wilson. I mean, I think this kid's a stud. I think a lot of people were excited about him. Another guy consensus top five pick. Now he slips eight spots. He's probably, I believe he's outside your top 12. Is that correct?
You're right. I've got him at 13. And look what, how much difference a month can make. Remember last month we were talking about maybe the Jets turn it around. Maybe they've got a decent offensive line. Maybe they can really make something happen. Now their starting quarterback, who I was never sold on to begin with, is injured. We got the flak attack going. We got maybe Ooh. Mike White. I mean, I don't know. It's looking pretty rough for Garrett Wilson. I think I read the Jets in their last preseason game had one play in the entire first half, which many of their starters played, one play over 9 yards. Man, I don't know if you want any part of this. What I'm starting to worry about is, does this affect Breece Hall? You know, when does this come into Breece Hall's situation here? Because this looks like a dumpster fire here for the Jets, man.
Well, two things. Let's touch on Breece Hall too. This is good. We're it's a good thing to talk about because the Michael Carter news dropped recently about him still being the RB1, and Breece Hall just hasn't looked right in the preseason. Now, this is probably an overreaction. A lot of people have this kid as a generational talent, but before we get into some of our thoughts about Garrett Wilson, maybe talk about, is Breece Hall still your 101?
He's still my 101, and that's, you know, I'm you know me, Bobby. I'm about the biggest Breece Hall truther you can find. I do think that he'll turn it around. Apparently, there were reports, even though I think he had 4 carries for -1 yard in that game, but they liked his pass pro. They like some other things about his abilities. I still believe in the talent, but man, it's really hard for me to keep 1-1, just to be honest with you. I passed over him on a redraft to actually to take Damian Pierce, who looks a whole hell of a lot better right now behind a Texans offensive line that looks ready to thump some people.
Yeah, so for Breece Hall, since for redraft, honestly, I used to have him in my second round. I had him a top 24 player. I think someone made a comment about Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon. I got to give them credit. That sounds like a pretty reasonable expectation for this backfield. Like that level of split, Melvin Gordon, obviously Michael Carter being those in those roles. I think we're going to see a lot of flashes, but I think the consistency of Michael Carter in pass protection as a receiving back will keep him on the field. Especially now, listen, and to kick it over to Garrett Wilson, this is not a high-powered offense. This isn't like Garrett Wilson. Listen, Corey Davis is a very capable number three receiver. Elijah Moore, people like him more than Garrett Wilson right now because Elijah Moore's got the establishment. There's people taking Elijah Moore over Wilson in redraft leagues. Now, in long term, yes, Wilson has a bunch of talent, but those are three quality guys under contract for at least 2 to 3 more years apiece. I don't think Zach Wilson is going to be a high, the scheme isn't pass heavy anyway. So you're going to have to bank on efficiency, but we don't even know if Zach Wilson's good yet. It's a lot of risk. I understand why you're fading him outside the first round. I understand why people might take guys like the hot names like Damian Pierce and Brian Robinson. Look at that segue, folks, up 12 spots. Early on in the offseason, I thought you were so high on him. You weren't too hot on Brian Robinson, but now it looks like he's taking command of that backfield all pun a day. Talk to us about Brian Robinson.
Yeah, I really like Brian Robinson now, and part of the reason why I like him so much now is because I disliked him so much to begin things. I had him ranked 50th out of the gate, which, egg on my face, that's a really a poor decision by me. I watched his college tape and wasn't impressed. He looked slow, he looked plodding, I didn't see any burst, but man, it's a whole different dude in Washington right now. You know, he's looking like he's going to be at least part of the process there. It's hard to figure out what that running back situation is in Washington, but he's going to get his looks. He's proven me wrong. He looks much faster. Great vision, good in pass pro, good catch in the ball, powerful runner between the tackles, much better vision than Antonio Gibson. Gibson, you know, he's a wide receiver converted to running back. He's much faster, probably more athletic than Brian Robinson. But Brian Robinson stays between the tackles. He runs where the play's supposed to go. And that's going to make coaches happy. It clearly has in Washington. I think this guy's going to get a real long look and a lot of play. I've got him up to 14th. And hell, I may even be still too low on this dude.
Yeah, the player comparables to him are guys like Gus Edwards, Damian Harris. But to be honest with you, the one I like the most is the Jonathan comparison that his own coach Ron Rivera made just a long time ago. He said, like, these guys can be like Jay Stu and D'Angelo Williams. I think the biggest problem early on for me is that how much is Gibson going to be involved along with Robinson? But then you have J.D. McKissic as the passing down back. Now, I don't think that Antonio Gibson is going to take over as the third down back, kick McKissic down. Gibson's returning kicks. Antonio Gibson, folks, that's not good. I actually would prefer him to kick over to the passing game role, but if he's still getting 6 to 9 carries a game, that's going to cap Brian Robinson maybe to at most 12 to 15 carries with no passing game work, really. Maybe a low upside just for this season, and we'll see. But I do think Robinson – listen, I took him in our draft that we just did in the top of the second round. I like having the idea of a guy who's is that two down thumper in this offense, but at the same time, there's just a lot of mouths right now. Antonio Gibson's extremely talented. He was, like you said, a receiver in college. It's going to take him time. What if the light does come on at some point? I'm tentatively going to draft Robinson in that 1-2 turn pick in a 12-team dynasty league right now. But in redraft, I'm interested to see how high this guy goes. In redraft, I don't even think – let me pull up the Razzball. Give us your final thoughts about Brian Robinson and maybe where you're thinking about drafting him in your drafts.
Yeah, for starters, I loved that pick, Bobby. I had my co-manager who's just after me on the phone, like, we got to trade up. We got to get Robinson. Now's the time to take him. I'm like, too late. Bobby's got him. He's not letting this guy buy him. But, yeah, just, you know, like I said, kind of a little bit of that power back, which I think really is going to help with Washington. I think he's going to get those goal line carries. The other wild thing about that is when Ron Rivera is announcing that Antonio Gibson is going to return kicks, he's acting like it's a big deal. It's almost like it's an olive branch that he's extending to Antonio Gibson. Like, oh, hey, don't worry. Everything's going to be okay. You're going to return kicks. And I think all of us fantasy managers, you know, I like looking at a kick returner if it's a rookie wide receiver who maybe is going to get a little more of a look in the offense later because they clearly like him with the ball in his hands. But when you're a veteran RB1 and you're back to kick returner, none of this feels great for Antonio Gibson to me.
I think at this point, Gibson's probably off my draft board completely, not going to bother. But the question comes, like, how long is it going to take for that to switch to happen? Because Robinson was going not even drafted. Now he's at 130, according to Razzball ADP, still a decent amount of spots behind Gibson. But it's going to continue to flip. And I'm trying to find him on my draft I just did because I wanted to see where he went. But he's still going in the double-digit rounds after Gibson. At this point, I'm taking Robinson probably right around that after the Damian Harris, Devin Singletary area, maybe that 9th, 10th round pick. But what are you in redraft? Are you have any thoughts on him? He went, 10.04 in this recent draft I did. That seems about right to me.
Yeah, I actually went the other way in my last redraft league. Gibson fell all the way to the 15th round. Now, granted, that's only a 10-team league that I was in, but still, that's really low. So I was like, hell, at this point, it's all upside. Let's just take him at this point. But yeah, the hate could go too far, but man, I can understand where the hate's coming from.
All right. That's enough about Antonio Gibson. This is, once again, another episode of the Dynasty Rookie Rankings, Risers and Fallers. Make sure you're checking out this entire series. We have been really tracking all the great risers and fallers in Dynasty, from Damian Pierce to Brian Robinson. You name it, we got it. Make sure you're also following us across the board at Razzball Fantasy on IG, TikTok, and YouTube. And, of course, make sure you go to Razzball.com to get all your great articles and content you need to win your fantasy team. Once again, I'm your host, Bobby LaMarco. I want to thank my co-host today, Paul Blake. You can follow him on Twitter, at PaulBlakePB12. We are out of here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.